Now notice, and after him, I'm reading verse 8 of chapter 12, Ibzan of Bethlehem judged Israel. And he had 30 sons and 30 daughters, whom he sent abroad and took in 30 daughters from abroad for his sons. He judged Israel 7 years. Then died Ibzan and was buried at Bethlehem. Now here's a man from Bethlehem. That's way down in the tribe of Judah in the south. And he was the next judge. But he had 30 sons and 30 daughters. And I would have thought he would have worked at getting his daughters husbands. But instead of that, he's busy getting his sons wives. And I suppose in the 7 years he's judge, he didn't have time to get his daughters husbands. And he didn't have time to judge Israel either. In other words, here's a man that gave all of his time to his family. Now, that's fine, but that wasn't what he was called to do. There's a great deal of nonsense that is abroad today. I heard the story of a preacher that he was on the way to a speaking engagement, and his little son wanted to talk with him. He just sat down and talked to his son and didn't make that engagement. And a great many people think that's wonderful. Well, my friend, that wasn't wonderful. That man was breaking an engagement. And he was spoiling a child. He should have told the little fella, you can show them that you love them and are interested in them without breaking engagements, friends. There is a time when certain things have to be put first. And I think he would better have served the boy who had just sat down for a moment and said to the little fella, your daddy's got a speaking engagement. And that's important. And you would want your daddy to make that speaking engagement, wouldn't you? And I think the little fellow would have concurred. And he said, now when daddy gets back, you and I are going to talk these things over. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk them over. I think that would have done more for the boy than what he did. All he did was make a spoiled brat out of the youngster, as I see it. Now, I know I sound like a square, friends, but I don't approve of this judge here. I don't think he did anything. He has mediocrity, you may be sure.